I'd like to welcome everybody to the January 13th Select Board meeting. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
And Boyd is absent. Approval of the minutes for December 16.
Like to make a motion to accept the minutes as presented for December 16th.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Also like to make a motion for the non-public minutes for December 16th.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Departmental reports. Highway.
All right. So for the month of December, some of the things to note. So we did tree cutting and trimming on Brown Road right at the beginning. Not necessarily at the beginning, but it's right where the S-curves are. So we still need to finish it up. But that particular spot is pretty bad just because it's super narrow. It's super, has a bunch of blind corners. And what ends up happening is the trees are going onto the road. So it normally ends up being trucks and stuff that drive in the middle of the road.
Right. So. Does that help the sight distance, the trim?
Oh, it will.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, once it's all done.
Good.
So we did do some patching in December. Winter sand to stockpile. We did 4 spreader runs and 3 plowable storms. And that's pretty much it, unless anybody has any questions.
All the vendors are still showing up and happy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good.
I just want to thank you for doing that apron on Donovan Road. I think it's really helped a lot.
It'll definitely make
excellent.
It a lot better because, you know, like I said before, that was the worst part of that road.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It got all the road salt.
Good job.
Anybody else? All right, thank you, Jeff. Police.
How's everybody doing?
Evening.
Great. Just kind of wanted to go over our yearly stats with you. We've been, total calls that we've dealt with all year, 7,375. Wow. Candia Police, you know, we've had help with Auburn and the Sheriff's Department and Brentwood and everybody else. So I was able to break down the calls, but total incident numbers that we've had to pull, 546. And that's a combination of Candia doing 438 of them, and then the assistant was 108 from the other towns. We had a total of 50 arrests. We had 29 handled by Candia PD. We had 21 handled by other towns. Motor vehicle stops, we've had 1,046. 860 of those were handled by Candia PD. Accidents, we had 53 accidents for the year so far. Candia handled 40 of those.
Jeez.
The other towns handled 13. Motor vehicle citations, we've issued 105. Other towns have issued 44 when they were helping. And building checks, security checks, we've done 2,417 throughout the year. 2,417.
Wow.
So, getting there.
Takes a lot of time. Security checks, too.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Walking the perimeters and checking the doors. We weren't able to get one of the officers in this academy. We missed it by 2 spots. Tried all the way up to this week. They had 3 dropouts. We were trying to squeeze them in, but they won't take them. So come May, it'll be a couple going to the academy in May.
That's definitely so they'll be going in.
Yeah, they're set to be in.
No, all right,
they're all good to go. But
you don't have to hold your breath this time.
Yeah, I was really hoping to get that one in there because it was going to help. With,
yeah,
right.
You know,
it'll be fall before they're on their own, then, right?
Correct.
Wow.
Well, we kind of knew that this was going to be a multi-year process.
Right,
so
right.
The fact that you've got people to go to the academy is a bonus. So
yeah.
Good.
Anybody got anything else for the PD? Being nothing? Fire. Boyd's not here. Mike's here.
I don't know if the chief sent something over or not, but I have some end of the year statistics as well.
Yep.
So we had 618 calls for service this year, which is the most we've ever had. Some interesting numbers. Since 2020, we're up 31% for calls. And since last year, 7%. Of all those calls, 13%, we had a second call happen at the same time. Went to 38 fires, 400 medical and or motor vehicle accident calls, 34 hazardous conditions, and 146 service slash fire alarm activations, or what we call good intent if there's nothing, no hazard found. We were able to sponsor 7 people to go through EMT training this year. Two of them are testing, actually one's tomorrow and the one's another day. Since all those people, they've all passed so far, so most of them live in town. We were able to send 4 people through the fire academy this year to get completely fire certified. And we're just kind of plugging along. I did want to report about the incident that happened last week.
Yeah.
So on the 6th, ambulance 2 was returning back from the hospital. It was involved in an accident, which was we're at fault for that. The driver had what we have come to find out was a medical event, which caused him to go unresponsive while driving. The passenger was able to sort of maneuver the ambulance as best as she could. Ultimately, the ambulance did go off the roadway and into a ditch. That's obviously the new one. Autotronics, which is the vendor we bought it from, they've been great. They came down the next day. They dropped off a spare that we can use, and they brought it back up to Maine. It's going to need a full evaluation. They don't think I'm going to have any information back on it until the end of the month, but it's going to be out of service for at least, we're guessing, several months. If it does need to be completely replaced, which they don't think that's the case, but they're really worried about the frame of the ambulance.
Yeah.
if it goes to the point where we need to completely replace it, it's not going to be until next February or March at the earliest. So,
can you get the loaner for however long it is?
Hopefully Primex doesn't listen to this. they will basically they'll charge Primex to the full amount that they can get for the loan, the loaner, and then once Primex stops paying, they're not going to charge us. So they charge $250 a day to lend the ambulance. They said because we're their customer, we bought the ambulance from them, that it's in their best interest to get the ambulance back to us as quick as possible. So ideally what it kind of sounds like is if the frame is bent, they have a new chassis on site.
Yep.
They can actually take the box off and just replace it. Yep. That's going to be our quickest option of getting it back. So as much as I don't want it to be totaled, they're kind of, if the frame is bent at all, they're hoping that it will get totaled and they'll be able to just replace the chassis. So, because the box really didn't take that much of a hit.
Right.
There was several front end impacts along the way. The ambulance traveled about 1,600 feet with the operator not really operating the ambulance. Could have been a lot worse. they both did go to the hospital. One was released that night. The other one did spend 2 nights in the hospital. That person is out and doing well, but is going to be out of work. He cannot work for the fire department at this point. out until next week, but won't be able to pick up shifts for a while. So.
Now, is that individual, was that individual cleared to be operating that thing with whatever condition they've got? Yeah?
Yep. No, they can talk about it offline, but totally fine to drive. There was no indications of any, that he was ill or anything like that beforehand. And there was no distracted driving involved whatsoever.
So, yeah.
Unfortunately, it was sounds like kind of a fluke thing that happened, and I'm just happy that everyone's okay.
Yeah, nobody got hurt. That's good.
So,
is that chassis? Would that be a brand new chassis?
Yeah,
engine,
so
and
they
everything?
Actually have a 2024 sitting there that they could potentially remount that box.
Okay. Yeah, big cabin chassis.
I'm hoping that they'll have an answer by the end of January, because we're using our spare, which is fine, which our reserve ambulance, the red one. But unfortunately, that thing actually went out of service on Saturday, so we had no ambulance. I had a great week last week. It's been really good. But it was out of service for a mechanical issue after they ran about 4 or 5 calls. Went to start it. They started it, and then immediately it shut off. We were able to fix that today, so Jim Wilson was able to do some research and found out that it was a small module that was able to be fixed quickly, so it's back in service tonight.
That's awesome.
And you've got a backup one, too.
We got the backup one that they are loaning us.
Yeah.
It's almost 20 years old. It's seen some miles, so we're hoping to not have to use it.
But it's there for that
it
insurance
is there
factor.
In the
is there.
Event of an emergency, like
right.
We really need it.
Good. Well, anybody got anything else? The only thing I wanted to ask you, and I was hoping Dean was going to be here, was that report that we got on the deficiencies at the fire department. Is you guys been working on that?
We just got that today. So.
Oh, did they just get it today?
No, the one from back, was it November?
Are you talking about from Primex?
Primex, yeah.
No, not the
No. It's Department of Labor.
Department of Labor. That one you just got today?
The official one in the email we got today.
Okay.
I do know that I can't speak on for Chief Young, but I know he met with.
Right. The guy told me that he spoke with Dean, so.
Back in December, I believe.
Because there is a clock on that one.
Yeah, I sent them.
30 days.
30 days, yeah.
Everything that they saw has to be taken care of?
Or addressed.
Addressed, okay.
Are you willing to give us an extension?
But none of it sounded too rough to me.
Yeah,
really.
I saw that you sent it. I quickly opened it and then saw it was 12 pages. And I
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but really, I mean, 12 pages is kind of an exaggeration of what it really is. But
right.
It's not all fire department. Good.
Thank you.
Building department.
Building department, we did 38 permits last month, 62 inspections, 7 of them failed.
Wow.
December revenue was $6,044, which brings the year to date to $91,210 for the year for building department. And then the complaint, still waiting on the Raymond Road one.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the attorney's hands. We're trying to figure out what to do with the court.
Okay.
And there's another one at the bottom. I did a certified letter. They never responded to it. Police department's been trying to serve the paperwork to them. I guess the person that owns the property has been in and out of the hospital quite a bit, so they're having a hard time trying to contact them. So, as soon as we can contact them, we'll see what we can do about all the vehicles on his property.
Well, I see a lot of clothes, too, so.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
The violation list, I guess everybody's finding out. I'm out looking for them because I couldn't find any violations last month. Everybody's pulling permits.
Good.
Usually it takes a year or so, and everybody realizes that they're actually getting caught. So it's not worth their time to pay 3 times permit price.
Right.
We do still catch a few here and there, but that's not that easy. Anybody doing anything about permits.
Anybody got any questions for Robert?
No.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay. And next meeting, next month, I'll have all the year-to-date information for you.
Perfect. Solid waste.
The total waste this last December is almost 106 tons, considerably more than last year. The and in recyclables, there's total of almost 30 tons compared to 22 tons last year. So it's been, what I like to see here right now, it's year-to-date is $90,265 compared to $75,400 last year. So it's the, some of these, I don't know if these have come in or not. One load of cardboard was recycled and marketed tons generated at $2,111 in revenue. I assume when he's got marked it in revenue, those are already in the books. But finally, that 1,500 gallons of waste oil was removed.
Does that cost us, Stu, to get rid of that?
Yeah, because it's got to be a carrier that is approved
right.
to pick it up, so you know they're being paid
right.
at that point. So, it's been busy. That's it up in a nutshell.
30 Freon units, that's a lot of...
A what?
30 Freon units, that's a lot of units.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Anybody get any questions for solid waste? CNN, all right. The budget?
The final public hearing for the school and the town is January 22nd. And it'll be here, so it'll be on Zoom.
Yeah. You won't be here?
No, I said it will be here, so it'll be on Zoom.
Okay. And I don't really have anything to report on the planning board at this time. The last couple weeks have been pretty quiet with the holidays. Does anybody in the audience got any questions on any of the town reports? Department reports? All right. Memorial for Reggie Henshaw.
Yeah, Boyd was supposed to speak to this, so
yeah.
I'm going to ask to be deferred to the next meeting. One of Reggie's children had asked if a memorial could be set up in memory of Reggie. I think they're thinking up at the Soldiers Monument, possibly. So Boyd talked with his daughter, so he has more details than I do. I think he wants to bring it to the board. So.
All right, that's interesting.
Yep, so that's what that's about.
But that's going to be in the town report.
The dedication,
yeah.
Right.
His dedication is,
yeah. All right. We have some appointments for the fire department.
Yep.
All three of them have, there's three of them, right?
Yep.
All three of them have recommendations from the chief.
Yep. I don't know if you have to read the whole letter.
Two of them are residents and one is anonymous.
Concord.
One's in Concord, yep. Anna Barton.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard Monet.
Yeah.
And Taylor, what is Taylor?
Yeah.
What is that?
I was waiting Olzu? For this one.
Olzu? I don't know.
Olzu?
Guessing.
Sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that, right?
Does the board have any questions on the recommendations?
Should we list them in the minutes?
Linda has the names.
Okay, I shall move to accept these proposed fire personnel.
Second that.
Okay, any further questions or discussion?
No.
If none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. All right, mileage rates, they're going up again?
Going up, yep, 3 cents.
Two cents, so what is it now?
rates.
73?
70 cents per
67
mile.
67 to 70 cents. So it went up 3 cents.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So do you want a motion or just a...
It's effective standard mileage rate for the use of a car, van, pickup, handle truck is 70 cents per mile, up to 3 cents from 67 in 2024. These rates apply to electric and hybrid electric automobiles as well as gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles. Kindly advise which rate... 67 or 70 cents, the board authorizes for mileage reimbursement. So it's up to you which one to reimburse. I mean, it is up to 70.
We don't even have that many that use it.
You really don't have
who
really
use it, do we?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want a motion to declare which number?
I'd like to make a motion to follow the IRS standard mileage rate of 2025 for 70 cents.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
Stu.
Brian. Thank you. All right, what's the deal on the auto locks?
Auto locks,
Patrick?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. You're building
guy. I'll put the one on the door to the police department.
Yeah.
So you don't need a key, you just have a code.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking about maybe replacing all the doors, but so we don't have to have a key. Everyone would have a code. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Do these work with multiple codes, or is it just...
Yeah, it'd be multiple, so Linda would have...
It's just like the... So will you still need the alarm system?
Yes, it's separate. Yeah.
You still need it?
You still need your alarm, so... It just takes away a key. It's making it keyless.
Do we know how much it's going to be?
Yeah, there's the list, auto list, there's... You gave me some pricing, but right now, auto lock is $99.85 times 6, so that'd be 600, and that would be building tax... The basement, the selectman's office, the clerk, Kim's door upstairs, so, and then we said I have booking room on here. You want one for the booking room, right? Yeah. So, and then there's ones that unlock is an option. So the selectman's closet that would stay unlocked because everyone comes in and out of there all day. So those are that's a different doorknob, and that one is $144.99. So we just need two. One would be the door to upstairs to get to Kim.
Right.
One would be the closet.
No,
I personally don't mind this and the PD if they want one for the evidence, but I'm not crazy about
doing the whole
thing.
I agree. Okay. All right. That's okay.
You?
I don't think it's necessary.
Okay. Keep using keys.
PD one, that's fine.
Yeah.
For the
we
two
put
that
it
they
in
want.
Between the two. Yeah, it's easier. So he doesn't lock himself up.
Phone one,
I lock myself up.
So you want a consensus or a motion to?
I don't think so. Okay.
So good. The consensus of the board is just for
just
PD.
Just keep using our
PD,
key, yeah.
Which is the two evidence and
the evidence in that.
Well,
one
he already
right
has
in the hallway
thing between the hallway.
Okay.
Line, so.
Okay. Sounds good.
Now, in the that door going in, who would have the number of
only necessary people.
Right.
Yeah. Only necessary
need
people.
To know,
well,
yeah.
But I mean, like Andrea, you have
yeah,
to
the
go
office.
There at times. Now,
I usually just knock. I don't have a code.
Oh no! All right,
yeah.
I'm just good.
I'll answer. I promise.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one
nobody. No, is that just?
It's already, there's
PD
already one open on the door.
Someone comes to the door, they
knock on the door. Knock on the door, okay.
Yeah.
Now, each PD, each officer will have their own number.
Yep.
Like we have now on the security. Okay.
So, and what is it to, like, I think one of the office staff, like Andrea, for now, should have access there if she needs to.
Yeah, that's fine. That can be a master code or whatever.
Okay. Would you agree? I mean,
sure.
I think one of you in the office should have.
Okay.
Passage.
Yep.
All right. Now, this is a good topic. New Hampshire Retirement, Group 1.
Yeah, Group 1.
What did you...
There is... So it takes a few months. So it's in the process is the board will complete an enrollment form and vote to accept Group 1 employees into the New Hampshire Retirement System. In the public meeting, the board will... the BOS meeting minutes noting the motion must be attached to the NHRS document. This form is remitted to the audit team at NHRS, who in turn schedules the request to be reviewed by the Board of Trustees. The trustees meet every other month and requires a 60-day notice to be placed on the agenda. Once the decision is made, the board will be notified. The fourth step is the employer contribution rate would be 13.53% of the employee's eligible earnings. compared to right now, you pay 2.5%. And to, you match, after 7%, you match 2.5% of earnings now through the 557 plan offered by Mission Square. And the employee's contribution rate is a straight 7%. Mission Square is flexible per the employee's request. So you don't have to put that, like I put 7% in. This is on the Mission Square one. This is on the New Hampshire Retirement. So that's the process. It's probably going to be like 3 months before you even get to that point. Yeah.
And did you generally get an idea of what it would cost if we did accept it?
We didn't work out the numbers, but it would be all, anyone except for police department, because police department has...
Correct. It's just, and it's all...
And all full-time.
It's no elected officials. It's all just employees.
Yeah, just employees.
Set in there, it can't be.
Right.
Does that take your truck drivers and everything else?
No, because they're contracted.
They're contracted.
Okay, no, it's...
Yeah. So.
There's no elected officials, so Jeff can't even get into it. Sorry,
can we get an amount on this and
that's what I wanted,
go to the next
meeting?
Yep. Okay.
Just to look at what we presently have for employees and what it would cost, because that definitely would be an increase.
Now, the employee can choose to go into it, right?
No. Once if you're a New Hampshire retirement town, you go in.
Same as the PD.
Right.
Yeah.
No choice.
It's not an option. Assessor's update.
I'll get a little bit closer.
You know, we got chairs right up front.
Sit next to the chief. Sit right next to the chief and be protected.
He's got my back.
He's got your back. He got your six.
Just an update on where we are in the completion of the revaluation for the valuation portion. We came out at about 98.3% of market value for properties in the town. So very accurate on the value, fairly low dispersion. So they were all pretty tightly clustered around that number. The COD, the coefficient of dispersion, or how big that circle is 8.8, which is really good. 20 is the highest it could be. 15 would indicate good dispersion. Under 10 is very good. Under 5 is way too good. So that means that you're, targeting properties. So for the 1,925 taxable properties, we've inspected 1,790 of them. So we're at about 93% completion. I think the last time I was here, I told you we had hoped that by the end of January we'd be caught up, and I think we will we'll make that deadline.
No, those are actual on-site that you've done.
Yep.
Some intern
or
some can be refused, right?
A lot of them are refused.
Yep.
A lot of people don't want town officials or anybody else to be on their property.
Right.
If they post their property, no trespassing, then we respect that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to.
So you have 1,790 properties out of how many in town?
1,925.
So how did we get our town assessment if they weren't all assessed?
That's a good question. So we are doing these inspections to verify the records that we have already. As part of the revaluation process, we're inspecting all of the properties in this year. Many towns do it over a cyclical 5-year basis. So they'll look at 20% per year.
Yeah.
There's no need to look at the property in order to value it. The law doesn't require that at all. But it is a practical part of it.
Mm.
We got backed up in this inspection protocol because of the conversion from the old computer system, the Vision computer system, to the Avatar system. So we couldn't really go out and check on the record until we had it converted in the summer. So we're a little bit backed up, but it's all coming together well.
So how did you get the total town assessment if you're not done yet?
Well, no, we're done with the valuation portion. It's the inspections that are lagging a little bit.
And if somebody doesn't let you in from what I understand, they said that they had a bathroom or a kitchen or something, so they will be let in.
No.
We so don't. You just take their word for it. Okay.
We have to. We have nothing else. We're not going to invent or imagine what might be there. We do our best to estimate what's there. If they've taken out a permit for another bathroom and they won't let us in, well, then we can assume that there's going to be another bathroom there. Mm-hmm. And if they want to challenge that, that's fine.
Right.
There's an abatement process to do that.
That was good.
So it's the honor system, pretty much.
Well, trust and verify as the best that we can.
Okay.
But we can't force our way in.
Okay.
So you get roughly another 200 that you got to check out.
Yeah.
Well, it's not too bad for out of 1,900.
And I have one more question. If somebody had a surprise when they got their tax bill, or they got a tax bill they've never gotten before, they didn't meet with you before because they didn't have the tax bill, how do you go about that?
So there's an abatement process. It's a form that they would fill out in order to have us focus on their property value to make sure that it's correct. And the first thing they should do is call into the office. Wednesdays are the best day to call in.
We have somebody here. So the abatement, though, I thought was with the selectman. I didn't think it was with the assessor.
Well, it comes into us, and we'll make a recommendation to you based on what they've put in that abatement application and what we find out. A lot of times we'll want to go out and check and make sure that we have the physical description correct.
So fill abatement form. Wednesday is the best to call the office. And if these are elderly people who don't have computers and like that, they could just be mailed the application.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then they'd meet with you first and then the Board of Selectmen?
Yep.
Okay, because there are a lot of people, the taxes are due tomorrow. Wednesday. And a lot of people or a couple of the elderly that called said they don't have the money and blah, blah, blah. And their taxes doubled and they didn't do any improvements to their house.
Right.
One I could verify that was a true statement. And so what do they do?
So if you can't pay your taxes, the best thing to do is to talk to the tax collector. Because in assessing, we don't collect the taxes, but the collector can enter into a payment plan to help to get make sure that the taxes get paid. From the assessing standpoint, the values are the market values of the town. We think they're pretty reasonably accurate. But if somebody has that concern that they can't pay, and they are elderly, and they can't pay their taxes, you can defer their taxes by putting a lien on the property.
That's what I was going to say.
The interest rate is 5%.
If stuff does add up, we can abate that after.
Yeah. The deferral process only collects interest at 5%.
Right.
Not at the higher lien rate. So,
well, what if they don't want to, or it's 8%, right? Not 18, it's 8%, isn't it? Brian?
I'm hoping it's 8.
It
was more than
So
8%.
It begins at 8%, yeah.
Okay.
Well, the other solution to that is that if they're planning on paying last year's taxes.
These people are current.
Well, what I'm saying is they look at what was last year's, pay that this year, leave the balance for adjustment.
Right.
Yeah.
Now they're not into any situation.
They don't have to defer all of the taxes. Right. They could just defer the additional tax.
So if their half year tax was $72 and now it's $2,300 and something, something's wrong.
No. Not necessarily.
If they have done no improvements or anything.
No, because the amount of value growth within the community, I mean, the entire community now is worth under a billion dollars.
I mean, yeah.
But you're only talking about a five-year plan when we did it last time.
Right. So over the last 5 years, the growth of value has been...
from $72 to $2,000.
Well, that's what I'm saying, $150 a year to
$2,000
something.
My God, none of us would be able to afford
that's got to kick out of somebody's computer.
Because the exemption amount didn't change, and so... somebody could be getting a larger tax bill now. But that sounds like the right place to think about that deferral.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So
Yeah, just to assure them that.
Definitely, if any of you hear of anybody in that situation, have them call in on Wednesdays and talk to one of us and the other.
But even motorhomes escalated in value.
Just assure her that if anything accumulates, you know, we can deal with that.
I said that. I said we can address that. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Any other questions from? Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Resignations. Hoorah.
Why does it have to be plural?
I know, really. I agree.
What's that?
The resignations, plural.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, we have two resignations. I'm ready to inform you that I have decided to resign my position as town administrator for the town of Candia. My last day will be January 16th. I wanted to take this opportunity to thank the board for the valuable experience and support provided during my time in Candia. It has been an honor to work with such a talented and dedicated group of people. I'm committed to ensuring a smooth transition, and I'm willing to assist with the process in any way I can. Please let me know how I can best support the board staff during this time. Signed, Andrea Hansen. I make a motion we don't accept it.
Second. You don't have a choice, but.
So we have a motion?
Make a motion with resignation to accept this resignation.
I will second that with emphasis on.
On the regret.
On regret.
Right.
But I wish you well.
Yes, we all do.
Personally, on a personal level, we wish you the best.
Yeah.
On a professional level, I also.
On a professional level, yeah, that's all.
I hope you do very well.
All right, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian. Thank you, Andrea.
That is a thank you. Definitely.
Yeah. And the next one I have. Please accept this letter formally notifying of my resignation for the position as payroll and accounting specialist down at Kennedy effective Thursday, February 6, 2025. After carefully considering, I have decided to step down due to a recent health diagnosis that requires my full attention and priority. I have greatly valued my time working with the town and appreciate the opportunities and the experience I have gained. This decision was not made lightly and comes after careful consideration and consultation with my healthcare providers. I am committed to making the transition process as smooth as possible and will ensure that all my responsibilities are complete before my departure. Please let me know if there is anything else I can do to assist with the transition. That's from Kimberly Hughes.
Make a motion to accept this resignation with regret as well.
I second it. And I'd like to thank her for giving us a month.
Yeah.
So that we can get somebody in here. And, I mean, that to me is.
I really hope that whatever
very
she
professional.
Has,
very professional.
Very professional.
Get resolved as well.
Yeah. Good. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Yeah. And Andrew is going to. Get with Kim and Melissa. Melissa?
Yeah.
Yeah, and find out how much she can handle in the interim, too.
So,
Melissa.
Were we going to, for Andrea's position, what's.
Well, we're going to talk about that in no public.
Oh, okay, all right.
All right. Deliberate session packet.
So I just wanted to bring to your attention that. The last day to sign up for any office is on the, it's on Friday, January 31st.
31st.
On the 31st, yes. So deliberative session is the next day.
Wow.
So the moderator is probably going to have to keep a list because there could be like 10 people that come in at, between 3 and 5 on that Friday. Just I wanted to let you know it might not make it on the deliberative session packet if everyone comes in at the last minute.
It was close to that last year, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So the 31st. Be dealing with that, so. Yep. And the deliberative session is the next day, so.
Okay.
We're not mailing the deliberative packet. What did I see about that? We're not mailing the...
We do postcards. We've done postcards.
We're doing the postcards,
five
yeah.
5 years now, yeah.
Yeah, so it's nothing different.
No.
Okay, because somebody asked about that. And the town report, the Boy Scouts had mentioned some concern that if the town report isn't in that packet, yeah. that they might take responsibility. People might be mad at the Boy Scouts.
No, it should be, because I didn't agree with
I know
way with
didn't.
It.
And now that he's brought that up to me, and this is an adult who brought it up, I tend to agree with you, Brian, that maybe we should.
I mean,
just,
I think it's a document we've had forever. And it's historical.
Some people keep
all of them.
Yes, they do.
You know, it's
so
good
I don't
history.
Know if we want to revisit that before we place the order or.
Well, what did we decide?
We decided to just print like 500 and go with the electronic copy.
Yeah.
But
oh no, I would do that.
Okay. All right, you want to? All right, so
yeah, bring
I'm
that up
put
again.
It back
I think we have to. I think we have to vote on that because I think we voted on it.
I don't have the number in front of me, but we can bring it back to that original number, whatever that
yeah.
was.
Do you
like
want
1700 or whatever it was? No.
Well, 1700 printed, but 70. Right. It's like 7,700.
That word
we knocked it down.
That word
yes.
picked up.
Yes, for the seven. Yes.
That word picked up. 1700.
No.
Well,
7,
we had cases of them.
Yes.
So I mean, we could.
We could cut back on that, maybe.
Well, I know, but then it won't be in the packet.
When the packets went out, there were cases sitting on the floor.
Yes.
How many did they order above the 1700?
Just 1700. So.
Just 1700.
And we have 1,900 properties, we were just
yeah,
told.
Yeah, but some of those are
anything
yeah,
that
says duplicates.
Anything that says yeah. no trespassing,
so,
not going up the drive.
So
yeah,
how many
going,
do you want,
the
Brian?
Sounds, right?
Brian, we did have cases we threw out.
I know.
Whatever.
How do you decide?
How many in a case?
How do you decide who gets one and who doesn't?
Well, no, I think everybody should get one. If they did the 1,700, there was some left over, but... How many cases were left? A couple of them were there? I remember seeing it too. I know what you mean.
Two?
Two.
What's
and
in
a
case?
The case?
50?
Oh.
No, maybe 20, 25.
Well, so that's not I thought there was more than two cases.
Oh, really? So there's
like
only like 50 left or 100?
No further
oh, right.
I wouldn't
then,
cut
yeah,
it down.
Then I wouldn't
no.
cut it.
I thought we were talking 100.
I thought we were talking about 200.
At the deliberative session, we have them there because people don't bring them.
No,
I mean,
no,
it's
we
a
don't
small
have the deliberative
before,
session.
We only have the deliberative.
No, they won't be back in time for that.
We only have the deliberative packet.
Because they send them the print after
right.
school deliberative session.
No.
So, yeah.
so do you need a motion to go back up on that?
I would like that, yeah.
I'll make a motion to make sure that we have the town reports the same amount that we had last year. Is that
That's good
doable?
Enough.
Second
time. Patrick, second. All in favor?
Rush.
Sue?
Brian?
Pat.
Thank you.
All right, good.
I didn't like that 500. All right, selectmen's procedures.
Oh, yeah, I brought this up probably like two meetings ago about having a new selectman coming on and having some procedures. So this is what I came up with. I don't know if you want to take a moment to read through them to the next meeting, or you can take a look at them now.
If we have a non-public, can we vote on this at the next meeting, Brian, and
Absolutely.
Not have to go through this?
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
This isn't that crucial.
Right. Yeah, I know we've done this.
Right. I mean, we've operated with no procedures for a while.
Thank you.
Warrant article change.
Yes.
Is that
that's the CYAA.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was
I put in
25 originally?
I cut and paste for 2,500. The number that Ryan gave me was... $27,250, but he sent me an email last week saying it's really $27,500.
Okay.
Is what they want. The board met.
So it's $250 difference.
Yep, $2,500.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bless so you want another motion to accept the change in that warrant article?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody
I'll make a
that?
Motion.
Okay.
For Article 4 to change it to $27,500 for the CYAA.
Second that.
It's okay. I just want to say that's still a very reasonable price for the service.
Oh, the stuff they do.
We couldn't even come close to that if we took it over.
Yeah.
Not even that wouldn't even pay for one employee. Mm. All right, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
Is this the order or we don't know yet?
That's pretty much the first few, yep.
Yeah, that's kind of the order we went over.
Yeah, the most important ones are at the beginning.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
In case we have to do some cutting, right?
Yeah.
So this is that full report right here?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, emailed it to the board and to the department head, so. Other stuff is easy enough to fix.
Oh, yeah, this is the one.
I do have a question about confined space. What do they actually consider to be?
Well, that was kind of weird, but one of them was the ladder that goes down into the hole where the furnace is.
At the fire department?
That's a confined space.
Well, that I can understand.
And they called the well, but he says, ah, the well's not a big deal.
Right, because no one's gonna go down.
Because he says likely nobody's going down inside the well.
Right.
They have a well inside the fire station.
Right.
So, the closet, there's a closet where the utilities are, you know, the power and everything. They call that a confined space.
Right, it did say townwide, so I'm not sure where in here.
Well, it said the town hall as well.
I know, I'm not sure where the confined space is here.
I mean, unless it's something I don't know about.
We got some hidden.
You got a little dungeon over there on the PD side of things or what?
The one that's in the wall there, the knee wall?
In the knee wall?
Is there an access up in the knee wall?
Yeah, it's like an office up there.
No, 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 in through the knee wall. Isn't there a space in there where they store stuff?
Oh, when you get to the top of the stairs?
At the fire hall?
No, here.
No, it's in there.
I don't remember.
Isn't there a place up there that they store stuff?
Well, yeah, candies, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Well, there's that, and that's above us.
Yes, above us.
Right, it's above us. But there's a knee wall there.
Yep. Oh, it's...
That separates the room from the rest of the roof area.
Yeah, right.
And it's like attic space.
I mean, yeah, I would say confined.
So that's a confined space.
Yeah, there's no windows or anything, so yeah.
No, we just use a mist in it.
You can. Yeah. I think they put something in there before.
Right. All right.
Job security for this person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and he was a pimp. I'll tell you.
No, Dean said he was nice.
He's nice, but he's designed for that job.
Yeah, exactly. Government.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
Conservation easement, Dick Snow. What do you got? Oh, you had something else?
I did have one more.
Hold on, Dick. Hold on, Dick. Sorry.
This is really quick. The fire department ended up having some money left over. They want to purchase some gear.
Yeah.
So they did have some left over. They have like $6,000 that they want to use to purchase the gear, and then they're going to use the rest of the funds from the SAFER grant.
Yeah.
So we just wondered if we could use that leftover money for them to buy the gear, because it says 2024 on it, so it wasn't.
So it's just encumbering the $6,000.
Yeah.
You want to vote?
Use it. Yeah, please.
Fire department guy isn't here. Somebody want to make a motion?
Make a motion to accept the fire department's encumbrance of $6,000.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
We get a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Two.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. All right. Sorry, Dick. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A little better print this time.
Thank you.
Okay. Got shuffling cards here. Shuffling cards.
Yeah. I didn't catch the name of the resignations, but I'll get them later. Let's see. Did everybody get one?
Yep. Okay.
In case you lost yours.
We had a town vote in 2023 to be able to put in this one where Kinnickum Pond is.
Yep.
Yep.
And this one over here, which is the piece that I've got just written in there.
Yep.
Those two are town properties. But they're landlocked. Okay? Now, a resident of Chester Turnpike came to us, I think it was in August, that's not relevant, but whatever, came to us and asked us if they'd like to buy the property that is in there as 411-44.
Okay.
Which, okay, that would tie the two of these together,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But then the discussion was, and it was stupid discussion as far as I was concerned. I said, well, why don't you just put a conservation easement on it? So we got a vote in August to pursue a conservation easement, okay, with the resident. We spent $1,200 out of the conservation fund to get an estimate of what that would get the resident when we put the conservation easement on it. That was about $31,000, something like that, all of which would come from the conservation fund. That individual then took and consolidated 44 and 43 mm-hmm. through the planning board, mm-hmm. and now that's one piece,
okay.
which gives us, or would give us, access right there to Chester Turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of a, I don't want big trucks going down there or stuff like that, but if you look at the dotted lines around there, it's mm-hmm. like Brian was saying last time, that's all swamp.
Right.
You know? So, the conservation easement would probably be written with on foot, with permission, but still, it would be something that the town has, okay?
Correct.
So, there have been discussions with Bearpaw for a long time for the Kinnikum Pond one and this one and two other ones that are up there, okay? Haven't pursued that yet, but the motion that was made at the meeting where we need to get this surveyed, okay? Mm-hmm. I said, we want to get it surveyed. I need a motion that will allow us to go out with an RFQ or find a surveyor that surveys this thing to say that, in fact, that's where the properties are and all this other good stuff, okay? The discussion was, I want the Board of Selectmen to vote to allow us to do this before you can get the thing. So I can't go put an RFQ out for the thing until I get an approval, I think is what it is. If you look in the statute, in the RSA, it says that the Conservation Commission can do this, all these kind of things. You can hold all of these easements and stuff, mm-hmm. but with the approval of the governing body.
Right.
Okay? So, right now, you guys are the governing body. You're responsible for it.
Yep.
I only have one day if I wanted to say, oh, all right, I still really want to do this. I'll do a petitioned warrant article. I can't
do that.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
So I need some kind of motion that's written, that sits there, that I can say, I have this. Now let's go get this thing done.
Can,
which is
I
all
ask
coming out of the Conservation Commission.
Yeah, can I ask a question there?
Sure.
Now, out of that piece where it borders Chester Turnpike, does there have to be a defined easement across that property?
What was that again?
Does it have to be a defined easement across that property to get back there?
Yes, it would be included in the conservation easement. All of those terms
would
be
in
there.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Well,
but it'd be a defined location on the property where the easement is, right?
Well, the easement goes across both the whole property.
Yeah, but coming off of Chester Turnpike, because they still live on that piece, don't they?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But the conservation easement would say there needs to be public access.
Correct.
So that the discussion would be, where do you want to do it? How do you want to do it?
And that would be recorded as such, right?
Well, you could.
Wouldn't
that
be helpful?
I think
that
would be a good idea.
Wouldn't that be helpful?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want somebody just walking any old place on my property.
Exactly.
With permission. They got to come up and ask.
Wow.
And when they come up to ask,
I think it should be
defined. I wouldn't want them knocking on my door either.
Right. I think it should be defined.
Well, it goes back to when I did the Rand one. Rand said, we said, can you hunt on it? Okay.
Yeah, there's a sign.
And he said, yeah, but I'd like to. And he goes all the way down to the rail trail.
Right.
So, you know, mm-hmm. that's mile down there. He said, I want to know somebody's on my property.
Right. Okay. I don't blame him. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's terms in the conservation easements normally that say if and how you can access.
Okay, all right.
May I ask a question? So has this been combined? You said 44 and 43 are now combined.
Yes.
So that line is gone.
Yeah, they did a consolidation.
Okay, so that's consolidated. The house is over here, correct?
Yeah.
So you need a right-of-way. Well, actually, where do they need a right-of-way?
Just an easement. It's not really a right-of-way, but an easement.
I would think they'd make a road or something, wouldn't they?
No. If you look at
it.
It's only walking.
It's only walking. Oh. No vehicles.
Well, you have to have a parking space in there, and what the person that did the assessment for the cost said, you're going to have to have cars down here. You'll have some parking space, and that's going to be in there. You sign, it's there.
Excuse me.
You can do it, okay?
But Dick, this doesn't go all the way to High Street.
No,
it goes to the rail trail.
Railroad beds there. So to access these, you
can't.
Have to come from the railroad bed, but doesn't Rolling Stone or whatever?
You can't.
No, you can't come from that because you can't get
on the
railroad bed.
That's the problem. They're landlocked.
Yeah, because whatchamacallit bought it all up.
The other end, but you can't get to the railroad bed.
Yeah, I know.
So that's why they're going to give an easement right off of here, off the turnpike. And then this, and this will be all accessible.
Right. Yeah.
Because we can't
38 is involved with this one talking about.
And it's,
what's
and
that?
38 is involved with this discussion right now.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why the 44 gives them access to both of them.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lovely idea, I think. But, so what do you need?
So you'd need permission to do the surveying?
You just need
a vote from
the board.
I need you guys to vote.
Supporting you.
Yes.
Supporting the action.
Yeah. We support.
I support it.
I
go ahead.
Do.
Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to support.
The
Conservation Commission plans for access and for a conservation
easement.
Put a
conservation easement on that those property.
On that property,
that property.
Yes.
Second that.
411-43
and 411-44.
Correct.
They're all one thing.
They're all one now. They've been consolidated.
All right. Okay.
Just doesn't have the new number on it.
Now, is it 38? Is that...
It gives them access to 38.
That's all it is. It's not part of the easement at this point. Though.
No.
It's the town's
property. No, because that's already in conservation.
All right.
This just allows them access to it.
Because
all we need to know is that you guys have voted on it, and then it's surveyed, and you'll have a copy.
Yep, that's fine.
Do you have enough money
so
to survey
second.
It?
We got a second.
No, I'm sorry.
We got
just
a vote.
That.
Russ.
Russ in favor? Sue's favor? I'm in favor?
Pat's
in favor. You got it.
Yeah, the only other thing is that I found out recently that the town can keep conservation easements, so it's possible that the town, I go to the town lawyer and I talk to him, he writes conservation easement up for the thing, and it's cheaper than if we try to go to Bear Paw. So that might be something that we could do.
It doesn't affect the managing of our
no.
conservation land, right? You guys still are in charge of all of conservation land.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does... Now, there's a house on that, on 43.
Yep, that's where Amy lives. Yep.
Pardon?
That's where Amy lives.
Oh, okay, right.
Yep.
So, all I'm saying is, if something happens to a person that's on that property, what's their liability?
It's...
I think that's all covered under the easement and the conservation.
No, that's all I'm saying. Is they're walking on my property. Well,
right.
It's an easement.
Okay.
It's an easement. I think the town probably.
So the liability is not on you.
Not on the landowner.
The statutes say that you have no liability for somebody that comes on your property.
With permission.
No. You have liability. If you don't want people to come on, you got to post it.
Right.
If it is not posted, somebody can come on, they fall in the well, tough shit. You're not that liable.
I'm not sure it's that simple, but maybe.
But you're talking, Dick,
you're talking
before with approval. They have to go someplace to get approval to get on the property.
Well, that's when the easement's on there.
Okay.
That doesn't affect what the state statute says.
It doesn't have
anything
to do with liability.
You can go anywhere you want to go.
It's just for access.
unless you're a Conservation Commission member, then you can't go on properties.
Really? Is that true?
It's in the statute. It says you can't go on there unless you get an administration permit.
Because I don't know where the parking for horses is.
Thank you very much. Yeah. If you have any questions, let me know. And who are the two that resigned?
Where's the parking for horses?
Pardon?
Who are the two that resigned?
Andrea and Kim upstairs.
Oh, no way.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
No way.
Yeah.
Again.
Again, yeah.
We just got her all trained and now moving on.
She got us trained.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I know.
I can't volunteer for anything anymore, guys.
No, I don't blame you.
Thank you very much. Plate, Dick.
Thank you, Dick.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good night.
Okay.
Say good night, Dick.
Are we moving to...
We will.
There I am.
But first...
All shut up and ready to go.
The offices will be closed January 20th, 2025, Martin Luther King Day. The next select board meeting is Monday, January 27th, 2025. Anybody on Zoom or in the audience got any questions for the board?
Not even anybody on Zoom.
Is somebody on Zoom? I think somebody's on Zoom.
There was someone. They left.
They're gone.
There's actually two people.
They got bored to death.
Left.
Wow.
They got bored.
Anything else?
Thank you, Chief. Doing a good job. Got a detail out down on my way there today, huh?
Yep.
How'd she do? All right?
Good.
At least it wasn't so cold.
Yeah, I know, like the 7.
What? Running the speed?
No, they had a detail trimming.
Who was that, Bella?
On Old Canyon Road. Bella? She's doing good?
Saturday.
Good.
Okay. Yep, we're good at there.
Good.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Now we got to go to non-public.
I'd like to make a motion to go into non-public.
All in favor?
RSA something.
A and B.
98.